Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Dishy's
Excuse
with
me.
Us!
Down.
Dishy! I'm Dishy.
Dishy, you don't have to put it down. You're doing fine.
Put it down, Dishy. Now!
Put it down?
She was talking down to Milo. Down, girl.
Hi, Milo!
Dishy has brought us a topic.
Sort of. I've brought you a game.
Yay!
Yeah. Jenga!
No.
Woo!
You'll never get Jenga out of me.
Damn it.
You ain't getting Jenga out
Hey,
of
by
me.
The way, guess what? We're halfway there. This is our halfway mark.
Woo! I'm a halfway house?
You are. You're our halfway house.
Halfway house.
Awesome.
We certainly are. Then we get to take a two-hour nap.
Ooh.
Yep. Two-hour nap
there's
coming up next.
Somewhere. I don't
know. I'm going to go back and maybe we should ask our monitor.
I thought you were kidding about that.
We are kidding about that.
We don't get a nap.
We don't get a 2-hour nap. We have to keep going. Let's play your game.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you questions from Trivial Pursuit.
Woo!
The Genius Edition. Actually, it's the original edition. So
oh.
Some of the answers to the questions are... I tried to weed those out, but it's hard.
Okay.
But you know, the one about the youngest president has changed twice.
Not lots of pop culture and all that.
No, you get choices.
Oh,
right.
We get choices?
Yes.
We get choices?
That's going to be too easy. That's going to be too easy for us, Dishy. Don't give us choices.
We're way too smart.
Then you'll just
we're way too smart.
Questions.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
No, I'll ask the entertainment ones, because these are old.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Alrighty.
Go ahead.
What dumb but lovable character did Maurice Gosfield play on the Phil Silvers show?
Do we need to ring in?
Answering would be good.
I don't know the answer anyway. I'm just wondering for the future since I don't know this
don't
one.
You remember Phil Silvers?
I remember Phil Silvers. I don't remember that guy.
Okay, who were characters on Sergeant Bilko? I'll say he was Danny Dim.
No, he was Private Dwayne Doberman.
Oh, Dwayne Doberman.
It's close. I had the same initials.
That's true. That's DD.
That's true.
Do you write on the middle brow curve?
Nope, I do not.
Oh, shit.
Damn it.
The tough ass master. See, it has to be right because it's money. Money's on the line.
That's true. Money's on the line. All right.
Okay.
Hit us with the next one.
Okay.
Should we just jump all over each other if we know the answer? Should we just.
Let's the first person to say ding ding.
Okay.
That'll be our ringer.
All right.
And
fair
I can watch you blink, too.
Well, that's true.
Which
but
film resurrected Frank Sinatra's career?
Ding.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
I'm
in reserve.
That
ding,
one,
ding.
That one. The war movie.
Ding, ding. From Here to Eternity.
That's it.
That gets the point.
Yep. All I could think of was On the Waterfront. Nice going, Ben. All I could think was On the Waterfront, and he's not even in that.
No.
All right.
It did not. So it
sorry,
did not
Mike.
Resurrect his career.
All right, what Broadway show introduced the song Some Enchanted Evening?
Ding, ding, ding! Ding. South Pacific.
Awesome, yes.
Oh, ding first.
No, I said ding first.
Heidi blinked first.
Dishy called on me.
All right, ladies.
Okay.
What TV series? I don't know the answer to this, never mind. All right, what is found on Lonely
Street?
Wait,
don't you have the answers on the back? What difference does it make if you know the answers?
Okay, I'll ask you that one then, but you're not going to know this.
What
TV series featured Corporal Randolph Agarn, played by Larry Storm?
Ding, ding, ding!
Shut up, you do not know this.
Bet knows it. That was Bet first.
Okay, Bet.
F-Troop.
F-Troop, yes.
How do you not know that?
Dun,
what do you mean? How do we know it? How do you not?
F. Dum dum dum
dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum. All right, let's keep. We have to keep going. Actually, we're gonna run late if we don't.
Okay, what's found on Lonely Street?
Ding 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 ding. Heartbreak Hotel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you guys keeping score? Because I'm not.
No, I'm not. I was just gonna wonder if anybody was keeping score. Well, listeners, tally us up afterwards.
Yes.
Yeah, I need to know.
Mike, you're good at this if you're around.
You, Dishy, you listen to the episode afterwards and you can give us a comment
exactly.
Later. It'll be a mystery who wins.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
All right.
All right. Who spoke the only word in Mel Brooks' silent
ding.
Movie?
Ding!
Ah, shit.
Marcel.
That's right.
Yeah.
Who reared his horse to the William Tell Overture?
Bing! The Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger.
The Lonely Ranger.
You guys are getting punchy.
A little bit. We've been up since 12 hours.
That's too bad for you.
Whatever. Whatever. Get up late, go out and have a life.
Whatevs.
Just because you're the host doesn't mean you can be snarky.
She's not the host, she's the guest.
I'm the guest.
Well, she's the host of the game.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, that's true.
Give us give us a couple more.
How many Lords of Leaping are there in the Carol 12 hiding?
10.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah!
Shit.
here, this one's timely. What famed Detroit-based company was founded by Berry Gordy Jr.?
Ding!
Ding!
That.
Motown.
That's right.
Yep. Well played, Ben. Well played.
Yes. Thank Who you, wrote Stardust?
Ding! Hoagie fucking Carmichael.
That's exactly what it says. It says Hoagie fucking Carmichael.
Of course it does. That was his actual middle name.
Basically, all you have to say is who wrote. Hoagie Carmichael.
It's true.
I think I dinged first, but Mm-mm. it is not mine to choose.
No.
Thank you, Dishy.
Nope. I'm watching the blinks.
Yep.
What British city did Adolf Hitler study art in?
What Ding. British...
Bet.
Manchester.
I get a chance to steal here. Ding.
Yes.
London?
Nope. Huh? That would be Liverpool.
Oh, Liverpool, well known for its art. Except not really.
Well, for its music, anyway.
Well, yes, true. We got time for two more.
Two more,
okay.
Yeah.
What was Jimmy Carter operated on for while serving as president?
Ding!
Bet?
Gallbladder.
Nope.
Oh, shit. Trying to guess, are you? I don't know this one. I don't know this one, and I'm... We don't lose points if we get it wrong, do we, Dishy?
No.
Well, in that case, ding.
Yes.
Cancer.
Hemorrhoids.
How embarrassing. Poor Jimmy.
I know.
Well, that happened to Reagan, too, because it was just
Reagan had... Reagan had,
polyps.
Anal polyps, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I believe so, but this and game cancer was on put his together... Nose.
Yes, that's true. Before Reagan. All right, well, last one.
All righty. What did TV's IMF stand for?
Ooh. I don't know.
Beth? That would be Impossible Missions Force.
Can we have one more?
All right, one more.
Down here.
What Leave It to Beaver character became a Los Angeles policeman in real
Ding.
Life?
Ding!
Betty has been Osmond.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Nicely Yay. Done. Nicely done, Yay. Bet. All right. Well, that's it. We'll be back later with the totals. I have no idea who won. Seemed like pretty close heat to me.
Me too. We may have to have a tiebreaker.
We might have to have a tiebreaker. That would be exciting. You'll have to come back on if that's the case.
Well, I'm here all night, so...
So are we.
I can do some more. This is good. I like this.
Yeah, I do, too.
It's waking me up.
What?
Did you say taking meth?
It's waking me up. I'm not taking meth.
That wouldn't be a good way to stay up for the show.
Meth would do it, too.
All right, we got to hop off. Thank you, Dishy, for coming on and bringing the Trivial Pursuit Challenge. That was lots of fun. I can't wait to play again.
Yeah. Oh,
we'll do this again later. Let us know in the comments who won.
I will.
Yay. All right, everybody. We will be back in a half hour.
Bye.